Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. During the late 19th century, workers across the United States were agitating in favor of the 8-hour workday. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and 8 hours for what we will, they said. That is what we deserve. But it was a strategy first developed here in Utah that made it possible for labor activists across the country to secure for the country what we now consider the standard workday. At the time, courts typically held that 8-hour legislation was illegal because it restricted an individual's right to negotiate his or her own work hours. This employer-friendly analysis underscored the idea of individualism while ignoring the inability of most employees to improve their own working conditions without calling on their coworkers to speak collectively. But when Utah began its bid for statehood in the early 1890s, labor activists saw an opportunity to bypass the courts altogether. Why not make the 8-hour workday part of the state's founding constitution? Fortunately, the bid for statehood also motivated the LDS Church to loosen its grip on politics and encourage its members to vote without religious direction. Worried that labor unions posed a threat to their political power, the church had previously opposed union-friendly candidates. But now, Mormon and non-Mormon unionists could join to pursue common goals. So Utah's unionized workers stuck together and backed candidates, regardless of party or religious affiliation, who were willing to support key pro-worker provisions to the state's 1895 Constitution. Not only did they win the 8-hour workday, but they helped Utah's first legislative session to reform women and child labor practices, ban convict labor, establish an arbitration board, and provide compensation for job-related injuries. 3 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a legal challenge to Utah's 8-hour workday decision and upheld it. That victory led unions in other states to submit their own legislation based on the Utah law. Securing the national 8-hour workday has had profound consequences for generations of Americans. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.